what have we learned, if anything, from these horrible tragedies that hit us last year?
Well, some very important lessons. First and foremost, weather is getting more and more violent and unpredictable. And to that, I'm going to take a little sidestep here, if you'll permit me, to show your audience how things have increased, like the birth pangs. You know, NOAA keeps track of all of our immense costing disasters that are weather-related. And just since 1980, we have had 62 of these horrific events in America. Now, these things can be way over a billion or at least a billion. But all of these 62 disasters have totaled over $260 billion. That is not counting Katrina and Rita and the rest of everything that happened in 2005. Now, 53 of these $62 billion weather events happened just since 1988. That is 85% of everything. Seven of these hit in 1998 alone. We absolutely got pelted by that El Nino. And that El Nino, Stan found in his FENMOC maps and began warning way before its occurrence. At that time, we were down in Australia, and he saw this tremendous pattern building across the equator. And he went on with Art Bell and spoke of this several times before the event, warning people to get ready, get ready, get ready. There is something ugly on the horizon.
How many people actually take heed?
Not nearly enough. We have today, after Katrina, after Rita, after Ivan, and all of the rest of these horrific events we've had, Newsweek is currently taking a live vote poll, and 36% of all the people that voted said they felt they were well-equipped and prepared. 55 said, nope, not prepared, and 10 didn't know, and 9 didn't know.
See, and I would even think that 36% that says they're well-prepared, I would guess that would be high. I don't think it even is that percent. I think it's even lower.
It probably is, because once you get in the midst of a disaster, you remember everything you wished you had done, or you find out what you should have done. But back to your original question, what else have we learned from last year's disasters? Evacuations take more time than you think. And so many people didn't realize it might take up to 22 hours to get from A to B, and they ran out of fuel. And one poor dear lady, I don't know if you remember about this, but she died in a car. It was so dreadfully hot there, but they couldn't use their air conditioning because they couldn't spare the fuel.
Well, and we get so used to knowing that services are there. Case in point, you turn on your faucet and there's your water and things like that, that when they stop, you can't handle it.
It's a shock. Something else that people found out in a rather rude way was that they didn't have a way to go to the bathroom. They didn't anticipate.
Another thing you take for granted, Holly. You're
absolutely
right. I mean, nobody in modern day America, I should say nobody, there are some people, but you know, people aren't used to the old outhouse routine.
No, and where are you going to go when you've got, you know, a million onlookers on the same, you know, freeway with you? The other thing, people,
there is a solution to that, though, isn't there?
Yes, and we will talk about that. Also, with its unpredictability, you don't have to have a Cat 5 hurricane to have a disaster. You know, when they looked at it again, Katrina ended up being only a 3.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. They thought that was, it just happened to hit in the wrong place.
That's exactly right. Something else people should remember is you need lots of cash. When I say lots of cash, I mean, you know, have a couple hundred dollars. If you're going to evacuate, don't think checks are going to work. Don't think credit cards
well,
are going to work.
Well, and your ATMs might not work, so you better have it in advance, right?
That's right. And the most important lesson is don't depend on FEMA or any other agency to come to your aid.
What kind of a grade, Holly, would you give FEMA for all the disasters that we've faced in the last year or so in terms of the way they've handled it? Let's take New Orleans out of the picture for just a moment, because that was an F. But how about all the other ones?
When James Witt was the director, I think FEMA really had its act more together than what we have seen in a long while. He had initiated Project Impact, and that was centering on people being prepared. That somehow went away, and we got that ineffectual Brown in there that couldn't find his way out of a paper bag. And people died.
He was so concerned about the clothes he was wearing.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Like, we really care.
Stan, let me ask you this. You know, we're talking about, and we're going to talk tonight, about preparedness, and we've talked about earth changes, but I haven't brought up something that is equally, if not more so, dangerous for all of us, and that's a man-made calamity, a disaster. You know, we're talking about, for example, disarming Iran of its nuclear capabilities. Who knows what's going to happen there? Who knows? But there's still a lot of problems on this planet. We do know that terrorists are looking for radiological or smaller type nuke bombs. What happens, Stan, God forbid, if something like this happens?
On American soil?
On American soil.
Well, I think it's not if, I think it's when. Even Homeland Security says the same thing. Everyone's trying to do what they can to hold it off, but...
And I think they're doing a real good job, they're just not publicizing it.
That's exactly it. Sadly, they cannot tell you what they've been doing, because it tells the terrorists, the future terrorists, how to get around them.
Right. And also panics people.
Well,
you know, our buddy Steve Quayle comes on the program, and he's got very valuable information. Doug Hagman, who's doing better,
yep.
He has valuable information. But these are scary, scary events. I even weigh, Stan. I sit back and I say, look, there's a role here to play. Do we want to scare people with the truth or not tell them anything? And I always get to the point where I say, you know what? We got to tell them the truth. American people at least can accept it. I feel like you did when you were talking about, do you tell people about the possibility that we're going to have a major earthquake? If you don't, and you really believe it was going to happen, I think you're guilty, you're responsible for that.
Well, I think we have to give credit to folks, to Americans, that they have some rational bones in their body here. I mean, we have to treat them like adults, even though we know a lot of them don't act that way at the moment. When a crisis does hit, you'd be surprised how many people do swing into the adult mode, you know, the rational mode. And there's also a number of them that go into the criminal mode.